引领。
会众请聆听上帝的话。耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四周四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其孤干。他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华啊，你是知道的。他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言说，孤干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨和骨互相联络。我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头孤干了，我们的指望失去了，我们竭力渐进了。所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连熟读两次。马太福音19:26，耶稣说，在人这是不能的，在上帝凡事都能。
弟兄们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
啊，很高兴今天是我们教会这个堂庆的主日哈。
And today, this Sunday is we're celebrating the founding of our church.
啊，很高兴今天有英文部我们 Convert 弟兄姐妹在我们当中跟我们一起来聚会。
And we welcome the brothers and sisters from Convert to worship with us.
那在过去的几个礼拜天呢，我们看到这个以色列跟哈马斯有很多的冲突哈。
In the last couple of weeks, we saw the conflict between Hamas and Israel.
我们常常就从不同的渠道听到一个事实。
And through different channels, we heard this truth.
就以色列这个国家在灭亡2500年以后呢，在1948年复国了。
That the nation of Israel was revived after 2,500 years.
Yeah, 以色列这个民族在过去的2500年里面就散居在世界各个地方。
The people of Israel were scattered around the world in the last 2,500 years.
我们出国人就知道。
And those of us who have left our homeland, we know this.
我们的下一代
that our next generation,
很多中文就已经不好了。
Many of the children have, do not know Chinese.
这也是今天我们合堂崇拜为什么需要有英文翻译。
And that's the reason why we have English interpretation this morning.
那如果再过一两代人呢？
And if you go on to the next and the next generation,
基本上就没有孩子懂中文了。
Probably none of the children would know the Chinese language.
但以色列这个民族，他流亡了2500年以后。
But the people of Israel, after 2,500 years of being scattered around the world,
他们仍然保留着自己的语言、自己的文化。
They still kept their own language and their culture,
包括自己的信仰
and their faith.
那任何人都不得不承认，这是一个神迹。
And we all must admit that this is a miracle.
是上帝的手在保守，在带领这个民族。
It was God's hand who guided and protected these people.
事实上呢，以色列这个国家，它在它的复国，圣经是在2000多年前就已经很多次预言。
The revival of the nation of Israel has been prophesied many times in the Old Testament 2,000 years ago.
那今天呢，我们就来看其中有一段。讲到以色列复国的经文。
And let us examine the scripture today that talked about the revival of the nation.
这段经文记载在以西结书。
And the scripture is recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
上帝让这个 先知以西结看到枯骨复苏的异象。
God had let a prophet Ezekiel see the vision of a nation that has been revived.
那预言了以色列这个国家的复国。
And it prophesied the revival of the nation of Israel.
那我们接下来就一起来看看这段经文。
And let us look at the scripture together.
那在这个经文一开始的时候呢，讲到耶和华的灵降在我身上，就降在以西结的身上。
And it talks about that the Spirit of God had came upon Ezekiel.
那耶和华的灵在原文里面是耶和华的手。
And in the original text, the Spirit of God means the hand of God.
在异象当中呢，上帝亲自把以西结带到一个漫山遍野都是骸骨的地方。
And in the vision, God had led Ezekiel into the wilderness.
而且还不是从远处随便看一看。
And the wilderness was full of skeletons and dry bones.
是走到这些骨骸的面前，走在骨骸的中间。
They not only saw it from afar, but they walked amongst them.
我在网上找到一张后来。这些人做的图片哈
，and this is a manufacturer picture that I found on the internet.
能够帮助我们多少也可以走到当年的这个骨骸的成片的骨骸当中。
And it helped us imagine what it was like back then.
那从后面的经文就刚才我们读到的经文，我们知道这些骨骸呢不是动物的骨骸。
And in the scripture that we read, we know that these dry bones were not from animals.
是人的骨骸，是人的骨骸。
Oh, it belonged to human beings.
而且是很多的骨骸。
And there were many of them.
而且这个经文里讲是极其枯干的骨骸。
And they were very, very dry.
那以前我跟我的太太洪川去青海旅游的时候呢，我们看到一些相关的内容哈。
My wife and I went to Qinghai for a trip, and we saw something that is similar.
那在当地呢，这个藏族人呢，有我们去看了他们的一个天葬台。
The local Zhang tribe, we went to visit their open burial platform.
这个天葬台是把人就是分解，然后让那个秃鹫把它吃掉。
And the purpose of the platform was to put the corpse on there and let the birds eat the flesh.
那是一片在山坡上的平地。
And that was a plateau on a hill.
那我走到这个天葬台里面。
And I walked in there.
七零八落的有一些人的骨头。
And the bones were scattered everywhere.
有些手啊，有些脚，你一下就知道这个是人的骨头。
And you can identify some were arms, some were legs.
那是一个走进去，你马上就想离开的地方。
And it's a place that once you enter, you want to leave immediately.
不单是眼睛看到，而且还有特别的味道。
Not only you saw with your eyes, but you could smell it.
那我太太洪川，她站得远远的，她根本不敢走过去。
My wife was so scared that she did not even dare to approach.
那可能是我最接近。以西结在今天异象中他讲到的这个场景的一次经历。
And that was probably the closest that I've experienced consistent with the scripture of today.
那跟以西结看到的满山遍野的骨骸是完全不能比的。
And it's not even comparable to what Ezekiel saw with the hillside full of bones.
你难以想象以西结当时就会觉得有多么的恐怖。
And you can imagine how horrified Ezekiel must have been.
那在青海藏区的一些地方。
And in the Qinghai,
Tibetan area.
Yes.
常常呢，有人把这个牛羊的头骨挂在这个墙上，挂在柱头上。
Many times people hang the bones of the dead animals as decoration.
但那个是完全就是已经干掉的哈。
And those bones were completely dried.
那是当做一个装饰物。
And it's only a decoration.
那在青海藏区这些一些草原上，在山谷当中呢，偶尔你也可以看得到牛羊的骨骸。
And in that area, occasionally you can see the bones of the sheep and the cows.
那日晒雨淋后的骨骸呢，是非常枯干的。
And after the sun and the rain beating upon the bones, and they're very dry.
全部都是枯白的，就是灰白的。
They turn into a color of gray white, grayish white.
你可以看到每一个关节。
And you can see every joint.
骨头上的每一个细节都看得到。
And you can see every single detail on the bones.
那我很难想象满山遍野的枯干的骸骨的样子。
And I cannot imagine a mountain full of dry bones.
而且全部都是人的骨骸。
And human being as bones.
那这里之前呢，很可能是一个尸横遍野、充满血腥味的战场。
And this probably was a battlefield, full of dead bodies and the smell of blood.
那成百上千的人呢，是暴尸荒野。
And thousands and thousands of people have perished there.
而且没有人去收尸的。
And there are nobody who pick up there and take care of their corpse.
然后各种的这些飞禽走兽就去把这些肉吃掉。
All sorts of animals will come and pick on the meat.
最后呢，在日晒雨淋当中呢，就变成一堆白骨。
And after the sun and the rain beating upon it, they become white colored bones.
那是相当恐怖、相当讶异、相当绝望的一个场景。
And it's a horrifying and very hopeless and depressing sight.
而上帝呢，告诉以西结，这些骨头呢，是以色列人。
And God has told Ezekiel that these bones belong to the Israelites.
就代表着以色列全家。我们从后面经文看到。
And we can see in the scripture it represents the nation of Israel.
我们就想了，蒙上帝拣选祝福的以色列，怎么会落到今天这个地步
？And how can a nation that has been blessed by God become like that.
怎么会这么没有指望啊？这么一个绝望的境地当中
？How did they become so hopeless？
那因为他们，我们知道，他们不听上帝告诉他们的很多的警告。
And that was because they denied a lot of the warnings from God.
在《申命记》28章说，就是他们就借着摩西，上帝借着摩西已经警告他们。我们可以一起来读一下。
And let us read the warning from God through Moses.
For Converge member, you can follow the English one under the one, Chinese. 我们一起来读中文的。耶和华必使你败在仇敌面前，你必在天下万国中抛来抛去，你的尸首必给空中的飞鸟和地上的走兽做食物，并无人。那上帝也透过先知耶利米警告过以色列。
And God also through prophet Jeremiah warned the Israelites.
我们再一起读一下这些经文。我必将他们交在仇敌和寻索其命的人手中，他们的尸首必给空中的飞鸟和地上的野兽做食物。这是以色列人。他们以色列的百姓离弃上帝，敬拜偶像的一个非常悲惨的后果。
And this is a sad consequence of the Israelites leaving God and start worshiping idols.
在公元前586年
586 BC,
也就是在距离今天2500多、2600年以前
，about 2500-2600 years ago,
先知以西结他生活的这个犹大国呢，就被巴比伦彻底。毁灭了。
Prophet Ezekiel lived in the kingdom of Judah, which was then totally destroyed by the Babylonians.
那以西结跟他很多的同胞就作为战俘被带到了巴比伦。
And Ezekiel and his people were taken to Babylon.
巴比伦就在今天的伊拉克的境内。
And Babylon is today in Iraq.
Iraq. 那在过去的2000多年
In the past 2500 years,
犹太人也就是以色列人他们不断遭受各种的逼迫。
Jewish people or the Israelites continue to be suppressed or oppressed.
分散到了世界的各个地方。
And they were dispersed around the world.
他们就像散落在各处的这个枯骨一样。
And they're just like the bones that were scattered all over.
他们觉得没有复国，没有生还的指望。
And there was no hope for their lives.
这也正应验了当年上帝借着摩西给以色列的警戒。
And this is also the warning that God has given them through Moses.
但我们感谢上帝。
But we thank God.
他有丰盛的恩典。
He is full of grace.
他不永远怀怒。
And he doesn't harbor anger forever.
他让以西结对着这些枯骨讲话。
He let Ezekiel speak to the dry bones.
对着这些枯骨发预言。
And prophesized to the bones.
那我们可以讲一起来读一下他讲的这段预言。一起来读。Yeah, 我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。我们再一起看，在以西结这个37章的后面哈。他这边上帝讲了什么
Let's continue to read.
Yeah, 在这边我们就看到这边说上帝说要让他的民离开这个坟墓。
And God said that he will let his people leave the graves.
坟墓呢就代表了当年以色列人所居住的让他们非常绝望的这个被掳之地可以说。
The grave symbolized the land of captivity where the Israelites lived.
上帝呢就借着枯骨复苏的这个意象
And God used the vision of the dry bones being revived
向以西结来传达以色列有一天要复国的这个应许
To speak his message about the restoration or the revival of the nation of Israel
上帝当年的应许没有落空
And God's promise never fails
就像这边说的一样上帝如此说也就如此成就了
And it says God's promise and so fulfilled.
我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹
And amongst us all brothers and sisters today,
所有的朋友们
all the friends,
可以说都是见证这个枯骨复苏神迹的人
We have all witnessed the revival of the dry bones.
这枯骨复苏这个神迹对我们又有什么启示呢
And what does this miracle inspired us on?
在以色列这个国家应验了对我们有什么关系呢
It was fulfilled with the nation of Israel, and what does that have to do with us today?
那我想这给我们的启示呢，第一个是告诉我们要看重上帝的话。
The first inspiration, I think, is that we should value the words of God.
在枯骨复苏这个神迹发生以前
，and before this miracle had happened,
那经文两次提到以西结是遵命说预言
，and the scripture mentioned twice that.Ezekiel obeyed the command of God to prophesy.
接下来我们就会看这两个遵命说预言。
And let us look at these prophecies.
第一个遵命说预言。
And the first?
就是在这个屏幕上的哈。那你看以西结面对一片极其枯干的白骨。
And you see that Ezekiel faced scattered bones.
上帝对以西结说你向这些骨骸发预言。
And God said to prophesy to them.
大家可以想象一下。
And can you imagine?
如果你是以西结。
If you were Ezekiel.
你当时会怎么样的反应?
What would your reaction be?
对于这些白骨讲话本身就需要很大的信心。
And it takes a lot of faith to be speaking with a bunch of dry bones.
那因为在他面前呢不是一堆活的人。
Because what was before him was not people that were alive.
不是有听力的人
，and not people who have hearing abilities，
甚至都不是刚刚死了不久的人
，and not even people that have just died，
而是一大片枯干的骸骨
but it's a bunch of dry bones.
当我们看到以西结还是可以遵命说预言。
But Ezekiel obeyed God's command.
他为什么会这样做呢
？And why did he do that?
因为他知道上帝是说有就有、命立就立的上帝。
And he knew that our God is the one who spoke and it came to be and commanded and it stood firm.
我们相信上帝话语的大能。
We believe in the power of God's words.
我们就会看重上帝的话。
Then we will value God's words.
我们就会遵命去照着做。
And we'll command, we obey His command.
我们做的时候也会被上帝的话来改变。
And we can be transformed by God's words.
就像我们刚刚看到这段经文。
Just like the scripture we just read.
上帝的话借着以西结口一出去。
God's word through the mouth of Ezekiel when it was let out.
这些枯骨马上就开始相互连接。
And the bones came together immediately.
马上就听到这些刷刷的声音。
And he heard a noise as the bones came together.
这些骨头上面就开始长筋、长肉、长皮。
And the tendons and the flesh and the skin came together.
那这又提醒我们。
And this reminds us.
我们宣讲上帝话语的时候。
When we proclaim God's words.
不管是对别人还是对自己。
Not only to ourselves or to other people.
我们能够有果效，不是我们自己有多能讲。
We're fruitful is not because of ourselves, not because of our abilities.
不是我自己有多聪明。
Not because of how smart we are.
而是上帝话语本身就带着能力。
But it was the power of God's word itself.
上帝在人的心里面做那改变的工作。
So it was God who worked in the hearts of those who listened.
就像保罗在罗马书一章十六节说的。
Just like what Paul said in Romans 1:16.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的人。还有在希伯来书四章十二节也说到，我们一起读。上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。那最近我岳母做了手术。
Recently, my mother-in-law had an operation.
那洪川回中国去照顾她。
And Hong Chuan went back to China to take care of her.
那也有机会啊，洪川了解当地教会的一对，认识当地教会的一对夫妇。
And she came to know a local couple at the local church.
那洪川就跟我分享啊，这个夫妇当中丈夫他信主的经历。
And Hong Chuan shared with me how this husband became to know the Lord.
那这位啊丈夫这位弟兄他很。年轻的时候就开始在政府担任要职。
And this brother, when he was young, he started working in the government.
那他妈妈呢？曾经是某个银行的老职员。
His mother worked for the bank for many years.
到年老的时候，这个老妈妈才信主。
And when the mother was older, she became a Christian.
后来在这个病床上，这个妈妈对儿子讲。
And when she was bedridden, she told her son.
他说：“我信主以后呢，我才发现，才知道我自己以前只是行尸走肉。”
And she said, "I only discovered after I become a Christian that what I was before was like the walking dead."
这句话包括这个妈妈临终前靠主的生命的这种不一样，深深的震撼了这位弟兄。
And the mother's testimony right before she passed away has really touched this brother.
他开始反思自己的人生。
And he reflected on his own life.
虽然事业非常成功
even though he was very successful in his career.
但其实他说他自己也跟这个行尸走肉一样
But he admitted that he was just like the walking dead.
他的生活其实漫无目的
His life had no purpose.
他活着常常是随波逐流
And he went with the flow.
妈妈去世以后
After his mother passed.
这位弟兄开始认真的要了解基督信仰
This brother diligently wanted to know more about Christianity.
他很快也信主受洗。
And he then quickly became a Christian.
他信主后不久。
And after he was baptized.
他五十多岁。
In his 50s.
他事业正处在上升期的时候。
In the height of his career.
他就开始放下他很多的工作。
He reduced his workload.
专心来寻求主。
And diligently to pursue God.
专心的学习圣经。
And to learn the Bible.
教会各种的活动他都去参加。
And attended all sorts of church activities.
也非常的热心。
And very eager.
短短的几年。
And in a few years.
上帝的话就慢慢进入他的心里面。
God's word had rooted in his heart.
进入到他的生命里面。
And rooted in his life.
大大的改变了这位弟兄。
And changed him.
以前他是 做官的嘛，高高在上。
And before he was very prideful.
那现在呢是谦卑和蔼，平易近人。
And now he's very humble and very kind and very approachable.
以前呢动不动就跟妻子要发脾气发火的。
And before he would get angry his wife over little things.
夫妻之间的关系很多的矛盾。
And there were many conflicts in their marriage.
那现在呢他为自己曾经对妻子的亏欠呢非常的懊悔。
And now he's very remorseful for what he's done to his wife.
对妻子是非常的好，百般的呵护。
And he really takes care of his wife now.
那夫妻的关系当然也越来越和睦了。
And their relationships become more harmonious.
越来越甜蜜。
And very sweet.
那现在他们夫妻二人是同心合意。
And now they're in one heart.
一起在教会里面参加各种的服事。
And they serve the church together.
成为上帝重用的仆人。
And become servants of God.
我想起突然想起我们华福的这些同工们哈，金生弟兄经常跟我们说，华福的同工经常是夫妻双双一起来服侍主。
And I remember our 华福 fellowship, many of the couples together serve the Lord.
那为你们感谢主。
I thank the Lord for you.
那在我们信主以前
，before we became Christians，
其实我们的人生就跟这个枯骨很像的。
Our lives were like the dry bones.
我们也像是行尸走肉
，and we were just like the walking dead，
是走向灭亡的
，and we were walking towards death。
我们人生是没有指望的
，there's no hope in our lives。
那以弗所书这里面说了一下我们当时的光景哈
，and let's read the book of Ephesians。
好，我们一起来读。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，放纵肉体的私欲。随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。面对世俗的潮流
，facing the secular trends in the world，
哪怕就是一块巴掌大的屏幕
，we can even resist a palm-sized digital device，
我们都没有能力去抵挡
，we can't even resist using it，
常常只能是随波逐流。
And we go with the flow in this society.
就像死了的鱼一样
Just like a dead fish.
就是被水冲走，顺流而下
We go down stream with the current.
那在罗马书八章十三节说
In the book of Romans 8:13 it says
我们一起来读一下我们若顺从肉体活着必要死若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行必要活着那下面这个照片呢是宋尚杰博士的照片。
And this picture of Dr. 宋尚杰。
宋尚杰博士是中国二三十年代教会复兴为这个教会复兴做出杰出贡献的一个布道家。
He was an evangelist who revived many churches in China in the 1920s and 30s.
那他曾经讲过一句话。
And he said this once.
就我里面下面写的哈，不做活的死人。
That we don't want to be a dead person alive.
要做死的活人
，But a person who was dead but now alive.
什么意思呢？很有意思哈。
What does that mean?
活的死人，死的活人。
Somebody who's dead and who's alive.
这很难翻译，我都不敢写英文在旁边。我把这个重担交给文理。I said I don't even know how to translate. I put this burden under Wendy's shoulder. 好，那这句话意思就是说，我们不要再。罪的面前，在这个属世的各种诱惑面前，是个大活人。
That we don't want to be a person alive in sin.
包括这些属世的诱惑面前，我们不想是个大活人。
And we don't want to be attracted by the material world.
而随时被这个世界的风俗吸引控制。
And we don't want to be controlled by the movements of this world.
我们。同时的像主就像一个死人一样
，and we're just like a dead person，
就像一堆枯骨
，and just like dry bones。
我们不顺服主
，we don't obey God。
主的话来了，耳边风过去了
，and God's word come upon us， but we don't listen。
我们也不顺从圣灵的引导
，and we don't obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit。
不要做活的死
，and we don't want to be a person alive but in sin。
那我们要做下面这个死的活人，就是我们要向罪死
，but we should die in sin。
就要抵挡罪，要离弃罪。
And to leave sin and to resist sin.
那向主活。
and to live in God.
要顺从主，顺从圣灵的引导。
To obey God and obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们的主借着以西结。
Our God through Ezekiel.
借着保罗，借着宋尚杰。
Through Paul, Apostle Paul, and through Dr. 宋尚杰。
为我们指明了一个方向。
Has pointed a direction for us.
我们只要依靠主。
That if we rely on God.
只要借着主蛮有能力的话。
And rely on His powerful words.
我们就有机会。从这个枯骨一样的一个行尸走肉的人
，and we would have the opportunity, just like the dead bones, to be revived.
从一个活的死人
，and to be a person alive, but is dead in sin.
变成一个死的活人
，and become a someone who is dead in sin and be alive in God.
变成一个向罪死、向主活的人
，and to be a person who die to sin and live to God.
那枯骨复苏还有第二个启示。
And there's a second inspiration from the revival.
其实就是说，让我们看重上帝的灵。
And that is to value the Spirit of God.
或者说圣灵。
Or the Holy Spirit.
那我们看到，当以西结第一次遵命说预言以后。
And after the first time Ezekiel obeyed God's command.
那地上的骨骸呢？虽然相互连起来，也长了皮肉。
Even though the bones came together and there was skin and tendon and flesh.
但经文说却是没有气息。
But it didn't have breath.
光有皮肉筋骨却没有气息是什么样
？If you only have skin, flesh and tendon and no breath, what would it be like?
还是死人一个。
And still a dead person.
就一个尸体而已。
And it's a corpse.
所以我们接下来有了以西结第二次的尊主说预言。
And so the second time Ezekiel obeyed God and prophesied.
那我们看到在这段经文里面哈，他讲到讲到几个，讲到风，讲到气息。
And in this scripture, it talks about the wind and it talks about the breath.
我用蓝色标出来，可能不太清楚啊。向风发预言。
And to prophesy to the wind.
而且他说气息啊，你要从四方而来。
And the breath will come from all four.
吹在这些被杀的人身上。
And to go into those who were deceased.
那风跟气息，我们中国人读起来没有什么感觉。
And the wind and breath, to in our language, there is not much of a difference.
但在原文里面都是同一个词。
But in the original text, it's the same word.
而且风、气息跟圣灵，或者说灵，准确的说是同一个词。
And it's the same word. For wind, breath, and spirit.
所以风、气息、灵是同一个词。
The word wind, breath, and spirit is the same word in the original text.
Yeah, 这个词呢，在短短这段经文前后就出现了十次。
And these phrases have appeared in the scripture over 10 times.
如果说风就是灵，那向风发预言是什么意思？
And if the wind is the spirit, and if you prophesy to the wind, what does that mean?
那意思就是说向着圣灵说话。
That means that he was talking to the spirit.
可以说这就是在祷告。
And we can say he was praying.
祈求圣灵进入到这些只长了皮肉却没有气息的死人身上。
And to ask the spirit to come into those that only have skin, tendon, and flesh.
这样这些死尸这些枯骨才变成有灵的活人。
And this way, the dry bones became a person who is alive.
也才可以站起来成为一个大军。
And they could stand up and become a great army.
以西结第二次的遵命说预言，就提醒我们圣灵对改变有多么的重要。
The second commandment, second time that Ezekiel obeyed God's command, remind us the role of the Holy Spirit in transformation.
也提醒我们祷告对这个改变有多重要。
And also remind us how important it is to pray for transformation.
我们自己的生命要改变。
We should change our lives.
我们的教会要被改变。
Our church should be changed.
都需要很多的祷告。
We need lots of prayers.
都需要圣灵的带领。
Also the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们常常在一个事工开始以前，我们都要祷告。
And that's why when we have meetings or
每次主日聚会以前，我们同工都在那个小房间，我们一起祷告。
And before the worship, we always pray together.
刚才聚会正是大家一起开始前，小方传道也带着大家一起祷告。
And at the beginning of our worship, we also prayed.
这个不是形式。
And it's not only a ritual.
它 它是有功效的。
And it's most effective.
我们实在需要圣灵在我们教会当中来做工。
We need the Holy Spirit to work in this church.
那前不久我参加、这个粤语部 CCF, 就是他们执行团契的聚会。
Not long ago, I attended the Cantonese Career Fellowship meeting.
Yeah, 那天呢，他们、大概只有五六个人在那个副堂里面。
That day, there was only 5-6 people attending.、
很冷清的样子。
It seems very deserted.
啊，我也跑去坐坐，坐一下。
And I sat there with them.
那我坐在他们中间。
And as while I was sitting there,
当年有 Timothy 啊，还有其他几位姐妹们。
And Timothy was there.
我就想起十多年前在加州教会的团契聚会的一个场景。
And it reminded me about 10 years ago when I was in California attending a fellowship.
几乎是一模一样的场景。
And it was almost exactly the same.
那我们十多年前刚刚去那个团契的时候。
And over 10 years ago when we first attended that fellowship.
那个团契平均聚会大概至少有十多个人。
They had an average attendance of 10-plus-ish people.
我们去呢，刚好这个团长跟副团长夫妇，他们要到东岸去工作。
And at that time, we joined the husband and wife leaders were moving to the East Coast.
那我跟洪川就被选成做正副团长。
So my wife and I were elected to be the leaders.
那在那段时间呢，不知道为什么，因为各种原因呢，好多弟兄姐妹就开始离开团契了。
And at that time, for various reasons, many brothers and sisters stopped attending the fellowship.
我跟洪川还私下在那儿讲。
And we're telling my wife.
我们刚刚去。
We just joined.
是不是大家不太喜欢我吗？
Is it because they don't like us?
讲话得罪了有些人。
Do we insulted somebody?
明显人就少了。
And that the attendance declined substantially.
那最少的一次呢，只有五个人。
The least attended meeting only had 5 people.
所以比那天 CCF 聚会人还少。
And fewer than the CCF meeting.
而且这五个人是哪五个人呢？
And who are those people?
其中两个是一对年长的辅导夫妇。
Two of them were the older counselors.
另外一对夫妇呢，就是我跟我太太。
And my wife and I.
正副团长。
And the leaders of the fellowship.
除此以外，还有一位姐妹。
And there's one other sister.
我们就是一个方桌，就是我们。通常用的这个塑料桌，大家围一圈五个人。
So the five of us sat there.
那桌子都坐不满。
And the table was not filled.
那周围都是这个团契的教室里面都是空的位置。
And there are so many other empty seats.
啊，真是非常凄凉，而且这种很没有希望的感觉。
And it was very hopeless and deserted.
特别我看到以西结这段话的时候。
And when I saw the words from Ezekiel.
我们当时团契，我就觉得真是干了。
Our fellowship was really dry.
周围的那些空椅子就像枯干的骸骨。
The empty chairs were like the dry bones.
因为当时觉得可能再过不多久呢，这个团契可能就因为没有新人来就要停下来了。
And we felt maybe at that time that if there are no new people coming to the fellowship, that it would eventually end.
那我们的这个辅导夫妇啊，他们很镇定。
Our counselors were very calm.
还带着我们。
They continue to lead us.
就带着我们三个人。
And lead us, the three of us.
不管人多人少。
It doesn't matter how many people we have.
哪怕只有一个人来聚会。
Even if only one person showed up.
我们照常查经聚会。
We continue to have our Bible study and fellowship.
我们也常常为团契祷告。
And we pray for the fellowship.
求上帝来兴旺我们的团契。
We ask God to revive this fellowship.
慢慢的，还真的有人就开始来，一个两个。
And slowly, there are one or two new attendees.
在两三年以后
And after 2 to 3 years,
当我们要离开这个团契，要去东岸去读神学的时候
When we're ready to leave California to go to East Coast to attend seminary,
那个团契已经有三十多个人了
That fellowship had 30 plus people.
再到后来呢
And even later,
我们听说这个团契已经涨到五十多个人了。
We heard that this fellowship has grown to over 50 people.
不得不分成两个团契，不同的时间来聚会。
And because there are so many, they had to split the fellowship into two.
所以我们就看到。
So we saw.
接着查经聚会。
Through the Bible study fellowship.
我们有上帝的话。
We listened to God's word.
我们当然有上帝的圣灵在我们当中。
And God's spirit was with us.
再加上我们常常祷告。
And we prayed a lot.
圣灵就加倍的做工。
And the work of the Holy Spirit multiplied.
兴旺那个当时只有五个人的团契。
And revive the fellowship that had only five people.
到后来五十多个人的团契。
And become a fellowship with 50 plus
people. 到后来要分房间聚会的团契。
And even to the stage where they had to split the fellowship into two.
那今天我们我把上帝的话、上帝的灵分成两个小点来讲。
And today I talked about the Holy Spirit and the words of God separately.
为的是更清楚地看到。
Is to help that so we can see it more clearly.
我们想要改变、想要复兴的时候。
That if we want to be transformed, to be revived.
上帝的话、上帝的灵有多么的重要。
That God's words and God's spirit are so important.
但是上帝的话和上帝的灵是分开的吗？
But is the word of God and the spirit of God separate?
实际上不是分成两点来做事的。
And in reality, they are not separate.
他们是一起同时来改变我们的。
They come together to change us.
啊，主耶稣自己就讲过。
Jesus has said this.
我们可以一起来读一下。我对你们所说的话就是灵。就是生命，所以这个话跟灵哈在一起的。
So the word and the spirit come together.
而且圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
And the spirit is the spirit of truth.
那保罗在以弗所书第六章也说到，这个我们也可以一起来读，说这属灵的军装的时候讲到一句话。
And this is what Paul said when he talked about equipping the spiritual armor.
好，我们一起读哈。
Let us read.
圣灵的宝剑就是上帝的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。所以既然你看这个圣灵跟上帝的话可以说就是好像一个硬币的两面一样。
And the Holy Spirit and the words of God are like a coin with two faces.
上帝的道是圣灵的宝剑。
And God's word is the spirit is, sorry. And God's word is the word, the spirit of,
yeah,
the sword of, sorry,
the sword of,
take the sword of the spirit.
那虽然但我们就说这个圣灵是看不见的摸不着的。
Even though we cannot see the Holy Spirit.
但我们只要熟悉上帝的话。
But we have to be familiar with this word.
我们常常抓住上帝的话。
And we grasp onto God's word.
我们就能够被圣灵来引导。
We then can be led by the Holy Spirit.
更多的被圣灵来指引。
And be guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们看到上帝的话是这么重要的时候
，If we see that God's word is so important,
就不会觉得参加团契查经是多难的一件事情。
That we won't feel it's so difficult to attend Bible study or the fellowship.
包括这个主日学全年读经
including a Sunday school and the one-year Bible study.
Yeah. Yeah.我们就真是很想参加到这样的聚会当中。
We even have the desire to attend these meetings.
那我们也会看重每一次教会的活动。
And we will value all the activities that this church offers.
看重每一次团契的活动。
Value all the fellowship activities.
我们不能把活动搞得非常的热闹，吸引很多的人来参加。
Not only do we want our activity to be lively.
啊，我们可以在这个活动当中彼此建立关系。
And we invite a lot of people, and so that we can establish tighter relationships.
我们更是在这个活动当中，这聚会当中，借着这个见证分享。
And in the testimonies and sharing in the fellowship.
借着祷告。
Through prayers.
让上帝的话、上帝的灵能够进到我们的活动当中。
Let the Holy Spirit come and God's word come into our activities.
来进到我们的心里面。
And to enter into our hearts.
让我们的生命可以有美好的改变。
So that our lives can be changed for the better.
这个斯布珍牧师讲过一句话。
Pastor Charles Sturgeon said this.
他说通过宣讲上帝的道。
That through the words of God.
By the preaching.
By the preaching of the word.
并伴随着四方吹来的天国气息。
Accompanied by the coming of the heavenly breath from the four winds,
这个衰败的教会就绝对可以被复兴。
That decayed churches can be certainly be revived.
那如果一个衰败的教会都可以被上帝的道、上帝的灵来复兴
，If a decayed church can be revived by God's word and the Holy Spirit,
我 我相信我们的教会一定能够被上帝的道、上帝的灵更大的复兴。
And I believe that our church can also be revived, by God's word and God's spirit.
而且可以为主做更大的事情。
And that we can accomplish more for God.
今天是我们教会的堂庆主日。
And today we celebrate the founding of our church.
就上帝打开我们的眼睛。
We ask God to open our eyes.
让我们看见我们自己身上需要复苏的这些枯骨。
Let us see the dry bones in ourselves.
也看见我们周围很多需要复苏的枯骨。
And let us see the bones, the dry bones around us that need to be revived.
这些还没有听到福音，还没有认识主的人。
Those who have not become Christian, have not heard the gospel.
求上帝把这个生命的气息。
We ask God to give them the life of breath of life.
从四方吹来。
And to be from the four winds.
吹在我们每一个人身上。
To be on each and every one of us.
帮助我们的教会成为一个被上帝话语、上帝的灵来充满的教会。
And help our church to be filled by God's word and God's spirit.
成为一个被上帝的话语、上帝的圣灵来复兴的教会。
And to be a church that's revived by God's word and God's spirit.
能够在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。
And to be in this crooked and evil times.
能够继续的持守真道。
To uphold the truth.
继续的警醒祷告。
To pray incessantly.
继续的为主得着更多的人。
And continue to win over souls for God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你是那叫死人复活的神。
Our Father, you are one that resurrect the dead.
在你没有难成的事。
To you, nothing is impossible.
求上帝开我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes.
让我们看见我们自己身上的枯骨。
Just help us see the dry bones in us.
看到我们周围的枯骨。
And see the dry bones around us.
帮助我们更多渴慕主的话。
And help us thirst your words.
渴慕被主的灵来引导。
And thirst to be filled by your Holy Spirit.
主啊，求你大大的复兴我们的教会。
Please revive our church.
继续的使用我们的教会
and continue to use our church.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.